This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The lawsuit brought against the National Football League by some 4,500 former players was settled early Thursday morning. In a conference call later that day, co-lead counsel for the retired players, Christopher Seeger, spoke about the incentive to come to an agreement with the NFL rather than battle the league in court.
The truth is we only really had one goal from day one, and that was to get medical benefits and compensation to the players as quickly as possible and not 10, 15 years from now.
The settlement accomplishes that goal to the tune of some $765 million, the precise distribution of which is still to be determined. And what did the NFL buy with that money? SI.com's Michael McCann feels they got plenty.
They're able to end the litigation, end the controversy surrounding concussions, at least in an immediate sense, and prevent the possibility that during discovery, had there been no settlement and the litigation continued, there could have been discovery where unflattering documents were revealed about the NFL and some of its officials from the 80s and 90s that embarrassed the league and may even have triggered members of Congress to hold hearings.
Given that the NFL grosses between $9 and $10 billion annually and that the settlement will be paid over a period of years, the league didn't take a terrible hit. But as McCann points out, at least the retired players most in need of assistance will be compensated in a relatively timely fashion.
And I think it is true that players are not going to get enough money. There's no way of getting around that. But I don't know if not settling and instead going to court where they could have lost, or even if they won, the case could have been reversed on appeal. There are a number of moments when they could have lost everything, the players, and gotten nothing.
Will the settlement change anything more? One of the plaintiffs, Isaiah Kazavensky, who played 6 years in the league and retired in 2006, hopes so.
The whole point is the game needs to be made safer. And is this enough to make the game safer? Is this the impetus for change around that?